In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our text is this verse from today's reading. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and the patient waiting for Christ. Does Paul mean patient waiting for Christ, the lowly and meek one, the one who actually slept in a manger long ago? Or does Paul mean patient waiting for the Christ present in words, bread and wine, offered at his altar and his pulpit for his children? Or does Paul mean patient waiting for the Christ who will come in glory on the clouds on the last day? What is a waiting bride to think? Of course, she is to think as her Lord would have her think. Yet when it comes to Advent, she's often a puzzled bride about what that thinking is to be. Because from Genesis to Revelation, Advent shifts freely from Advent past to Advent present to Advent future. And at times, all three Advents can be in the same passage. What is a waiting bride to think? Well, she knows. She's not waiting patiently for the first Advent. How can she wait, patiently or otherwise, for an event that has already happened? It's impossible. And yet look around and see how much of the church is doing just that, as it makes Advent exclusively a drama about the birth. And she's not waiting for the advent of grace in word and sacrament, for she's never been without Christ's coming to her with his grace. No, he doesn't hesitate to come down to us. He's among us. He's with us. He's in us as richly as he could possibly be in an ongoing feast of grace. The bride knows this is the time of grace. Well, then what is left? Is it all about Christ's future coming? Yes and no. Yes, it is the only Advent yet to come. And no, the season is not just about the last day. Advent is really a magnificent and masterful blending of past, present, and future. And that is why this season is so important for the church. It is about as theologically rich as a season can get. Well, let's look at what the bridegroom has to say to the bride about waiting patiently for him. There are four very similar passages that speak of waiting patiently. And a careful look at these passages reveals that waiting is really about hope. And hope is really about things yet unseen. Romans 8:25 says, "If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Waiting flows from hope. And the church calls out in her Advent 1 intro, "Let none that wait on thee be ashamed." So the bride repents, she receives forgiveness, lives by grace, abounds in hope of things yet unseen, and knows she will not be ashamed. When Paul wrote to the Romans, "That you may abound in hope," he was not asking them to abound in hope for the first Advent. How artificial that would be, to make them act as if Christ was not yet born. No, the object of their hope and expectation, and our hope and expectation, is for the visible destruction of evil, for the end of sin and death, for the final manifestation of God to his people. All things we do not now see, but will see in the visible coming of Christ in glory. And until that time, we live in hope, which means we live in patient waiting. The season of Advent brings the whole picture of grace together, past, present, and future. One minute, we're standing at a manger, and we cannot help but see a cross in that manger, and there may be tears as we see how we fit into the completed plan for our salvation. And then a few minutes later, we walk to a table and we taste and we see how gracious our Lord is as he feeds us. And we return to our pew refreshed. We sit down and we sing, "O Savior, rend the heavens wide, come down, down with mighty stride, unlock the gates, the doors break down, unbar the way to heaven's crown." So within a matter of minutes, we have celebrated Advent, past, present, and future. What is a waiting bride to think? She is to think that all things, past, present, and future, are in the strong hands and total control of her bride. And all she has to do is patiently wait, which means she lives in hope, sustained by grace. And as she waits, she sings words like this: "See the Lamb, so long expected, comes with pardon down from heaven. Let us haste with tears of sorrow, one and all, to be forgiven."